it's important for everyone to hear this. Like I say, these audio recordings, they're going to a disc, and I'm going to mail them out to like 3 or 4 people for free and say, here, this is my backup. If something happens, upload all this stuff somewhere. Words create reality. Words create reality. Words create reality. If you are a doubting Thomas, then let me explain how words create reality just from a biblical point of view. In the beginning was the Word. The Word was with God. The Word was God. He spoke all things into existence. The Word, Logos, spoke it all into existence. Words create your holographic reflection, your reality. For real. The words that you speak, the Bible says they're life or death. Life or death in the power of the tongue. If the Bible says that, it says the Word created all things, spoke it into existence. If the Bible says life and death in the power of the tongue, then hello, there's your answer. If the Bible says think what you think on, out of the heart the mouth speaks, so what you think on, as a man thinketh, so is he. I mean, it's so obvious from your heart to your thoughts to your words is what you are, and what you are affects your outside. I mean, it's really simple, people. It's really simple. I'm going to make this short because I'm really going to meditate on this more, and I'm going to find all the verses I can on words and thoughts, and I'm going to bring it all into maybe a little PDF booklet because it's real. It's real. Your thoughts and your words and your heart. It's real. If you don't think it's real, it is totally real. I mean, it is really the real deal. And they don't want you to know this, because they want you to be a slave in their little box. See, when they speak these words that put you back under guilt, shame, condemnation, living in the past, they're putting you in a box. They're destroying your calling. Why do they call it a calling? Because that's what your name is. What do they call you? That's my calling. What's your name? My calling. My middle name means boundaries. I got a heart. I mean, for somebody to get in a boundary that I have up is like a fortress. I mean, it's almost impossible. It's almost impossible for somebody to get through the boundary, because that's my calling. A line of demarcation. For somebody to get through that, they must be somebody special, to be honest with you. There's only a few people that break through that. I mean, that's just the way it is. Your name is your calling, and you actually act in 3D. Your act is your name. For real. I mean, you might think this is crazy, but this is the deal. This is the real deal, people. This is real. It's real. Your essence to be, the word essence means to be. Your essence is like the New Age would say aura. It's your essence. I don't like to use New Age terms, but it's the same concept that they're saying. There's an essence about you. There's a presence about you. There's a core being about you. Those who can't see you, who are not spiritual, they can't see you. They don't know you. They just see the outward show. And so that essence that's built into you is encoded in your name. Your mama didn't name you. Your daddy didn't name you. God named you. The universe named you. It was your calling. Your name is your calling for real. This is the real deal, people. I'm telling you. Why do you think actors change their name? Why do you think the Muslims change their name to Muhammad? Why do you think people change their name in certain situations? because it changes their destiny. It changes their calling. It changes, it matches, maybe it matches. Why do you think the Bible says, I'll give you a new name that nobody knows? Why do you think God changed the name of his disciples? Your name is no longer this, but Cephas, the rock. He changed their name because that's their calling. It's right in our face our whole life, for real. What do they call you? They call me by my calling. I've seen it so many times. I mean, I've seen Jezebels try to get in. And then, let's say they think they get in. Maybe they get in. Maybe a Jezebel got in the past. And they try to mess me up, and I just cut them off. And they're like shocked. How can he do that? And then they want to kill me. How can he just cut me off and have a wall that you can't penetrate, not with one iota of a thread of anything? And they think, how's that possible? No matter what they do, once you break the trust, you know, it's pretty much over with. If you don't trust somebody, what do you got? Your name is your calling. Think about it. Look your name up and unfold it. Take your name and unfold it and see if it doesn't apply. If I'm wrong, I'm wrong. But I just don't think I'm wrong, because the disciples had their name changed. In Revelation, he says, I'll give you a new name. I think it's like a white stone. He'll put a new name, give you a new name that nobody knows. Because see, think about that. Most people don't really know you. Your family, if you're saved, most unsaved people don't know you at all. The family don't know you. They don't know you. Because you have two different destinies, you know. Somebody who's not saved yet, they could know you if they see your calling. Somebody I worked with the other day, she said, "You're a teacher, aren't you? You're a teacher, aren't you? You just can't stop teaching. It's just built into you, right?" I said, "Yeah, pretty much. That's what I am. That's who I am. Because I'm teaching myself and I'm learning from other people." Somebody who has the gift of teaching also has the gift of studying and learning. Somebody who has the gift of mercy shows mercy, but they understand how to receive mercy, I think. I mean, you know, just study the different gifts. There's two sides to a gift. I mean, a person who has a gift of teaching can be kind of mean. It sounds like mean to other people that don't have the gift, but somebody who has the gift of teaching, they like it. Anyway, your name is your calling, and words create reality. Think on it. Chew the cud on that one.